something. Adversity will always be there.
You wake up suddenly and then enroll at the local college, earn me a degree, and I could work weekends if I work real hard. I could mow your backyard. I could go to Europe, travel with my friends. I could blow 1,000 Deutschmarks to get drunk in a pub with some Australians. Buy a giant backpack. Sew a flag on the back. Think never is enough, yeah, never is enough. I never wanna do that stuff. I think never is enough, yeah, never is enough. You never have to do that stuff. Never had to spend a summer planting trees. I never worked my way through forest inch by inch, doubled over on my hands and knees. Never spent a single day in retail, telling people what they want to hear, telling people anything to make a sale. Eating in the food court with the old. Your oyster shell. So what's that funny smell? You eat the Bible anyway. You're sick with salmonella. You get your PhD. How happy you will be when you get a job at Wendy's and are honored with Employee of the Month.
And you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Too heavy haywire of a hazard head. heart and I'll do mine. Let's keep some love in the line. You do your part and I'll do mine. Let's keep some love in the line.
Keep you in the dark. Attention men under the age of 35. You know what really impresses the ladies? When a guy has a few drinks and later gets pulled over for buzz driving. That could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. There goes let's grab dinner and a movie. Oh, I know. You drive more carefully when you're buzzed. You've proven that hundreds of times. A woman admires that kind of confidence. And you've practiced how to speak if a cop does pull you over. Slowly, clearly, and politely, like, "Good evening, officer." A woman admires that kind of foresight. And what woman doesn't find it adorable that you call it buzzed even though the law calls it drunk? You could kiss $10,000 goodbye, along with any chance of having a girlfriend. Because nothing says, "I'm a catch," more than a guy who lives in his parents' basement and calls it my place.
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Thank you. radio blast and goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Well, the girls can't stand her cause she walks, looks and drives like an ace.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot face.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Daddy,
she's
away.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
Fall is here, hear the yell. Back to school, ring the bell. Brand new shoes, walking blues. Climb the fence, books and pens. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. She likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
I'm just trying to squeeze the disease out of my sponge. Hi, this is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.